Okay, it's time to talk about the biggest mistakes we see pre-retirees and retirees make. As advisors, fiduciary advisors, we meet with a lot of people, we have many clients, we see their resources and their assets, we see their challenges, we see their trends, habits, and those recurring mistakes that people make before and after their retirement over and over again. Yes, we do have a unique window into people's lives and their financial circumstances. We meet with many clients and there is a pattern of recurring missteps that people make leading up to retirement and even after retirement. And so without further delay, we have four of the most common mistakes that we see people making. And number one is failing to understand effective retirement income distribution. So this is about liquidity, taxation, Medicare cost, and all these things. So I've got Tom Craner here. Tom, people really don't understand how logistically you begin to take income from your various retirement assets, like Social Security, pensions, IRAs, and 401ks.
Yeah, that's right. It really matters what order and how you withdraw income from retirement assets. It also matters when you start and how you start pensions and Social Security. People leave a lot of value behind and sometimes overpay on taxes by making mistakes in the order and method of taking income.
Also, unfortunately, we see people tie up their money in retirement investments in illiquid and commissionable assets like safe money annuities and life insurance products, packaged real estate investment products, and more. Think of a 65-plus year-old person tying up and restricting their liquidity and access to their investments for 10, 15, and even as long as 20 years.
Right. Yeah, here's an example. We met a couple recently that had just retired. They were taking money out of their IRAs, they had started Social Security, and they were receiving a pension. To them, everything seemed to be in order. However, when we did our analysis, we discovered that they were overpaying on Medicare premiums and had unknowingly bumped themselves into a much higher tax bracket.
Yes, we see mistakes like this all the time. Just the other day, I talked with somebody who was pulling money out of their IRA, paying full taxation on it, losing their rate of return that the money would have earned, in order to make double payments on their mortgage.
Oh, man.
The point is that it's real important to get good, objective, well-rounded advice from qualified, experienced advisors, not commissioned salespeople.
That's right.
All right, so I'll do mistake number two. Mistake number two, failing to understand how commissioned salespeople misuse the fiduciary term. Now, one of the questions we're asked all the time is whether or not we are fiduciary advisors. And the answer, of course, is yes. But there is more to understanding how the term fiduciary is used by salespeople versus what a fiduciary capacity actually is.
Yeah, of course, in advertising, you hear the term, quote, we're fiduciaries all the time. Making it clear, people that are licensed as investment advisors have the fiduciary capacity requirement as part of that licensing. And what that means is that they are legally required to act in the client's best interest. Now, that's a good thing, of course.
That's right. And now where this could be a conflict is that the regulations make allowances for commission salespeople to also be licensed as an investment advisor with the fiduciary requirement. Now, of course, the potential problem here is that you have an advisor telling you they're a fiduciary, which makes you feel good. And then in the next moment, they could possibly sell you heavy commission products that do not fall under the fiduciary capacity. You know, the regulators are trying to solve this, but of course they're being met with a lot of lobbying and resistance from the insurance and annuity industry and other sales organizations.
Yeah, that's right. This is so common. Now, the good news is at Strategic Planning Group, we do not accept commissions on any investment or retirement recommendations. Our portfolios and your accounts do not have commissions or large surrender fees or exit fees. And we act as fiduciaries on the whole of our retirement and investment process.
That's right. So if you would like to know more about where you stand with your retirement investments, call us at 801-627-2200 or go to strategicutah.com. Okay, mistake number three, 401k loans and premature retirement withdrawals. So Tom, most people are surprised to learn that they are sacrificing rate of return on the money they have borrowed from their 401k. For example, the calendar year of 2020, the S&P 500 grew at 16.11%. Now, this data can be seen from numerous sources. Even on Google Finance, you can see this. If you had a 401k loan out during the 2020 calendar year, and your 401k was invested in an S&P 500 index fund, then you could have lost 16.11% in returns that year, which cost the same as paying 16.11% interest on a loan.
Yeah, it's terrible that we have to reiterate this, but taking early lump sum withdrawals, even in the form of a 401k loan, is not borrowing money and paying yourself back interest-free. You're actually sacrificing larger amounts of money than the stated interest rates might be.
That's right.
If you have a 401k loan and you are not sure what the opportunity cost truly is, not what the stated rate is, but what the actual cost is, then go to strategicutah.com and utilize our second opinion service.
Okay, mistake number four. Now, this is a big one. Failing to address the hidden drain on your retirement assets, your saving assets, and your entire financial security. You know, Tom, I have watched people completely ignore or otherwise be unaware of this incredible drain and expense on their entire net worth. This drain is always there. It affects everyone, and only recently are people becoming aware of it.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Most people are completely oblivious to the threat and this huge drain on their net worth. The good news is that the risk can be addressed and you don't have to buy anything or purchase safe money annuity life insurance or any other packaged investments or even change your strategy dramatically. There are little tricks and methods that Strategic Planning Group uses to reduce the risk from the number one threat to your retirement security.
That's right, Tom. So it's important to understand there are salespeople and marketing organizations surrounding the whole retirement and investment industry. And very often you hear things like tax advice, Social Security secrets, retirement planning secrets right. being promoted. And of course, they oversell the word fiduciary. Of course, that's to make themselves sound like unbiased advisors.
Right.
Now, many of the advertisements you hear are an attempt to sell commissionable investment or annuity, life insurance products, etc.
That's right. So if you want unbiased advice, call us at 801-627-2200 or go to strategicutah.com to find out more about this threat that is affecting you and how to solve it.